Hi, everyone. Welcome to our radio show, Third Culture Kids. My name is Sarah, and I have the pleasure of co-hosting the show with my friend and classmate, Leia. We for sure have been talking about this for a while, and it's definitely exciting to actually be sitting down and doing this.
Hi, thank you all for listening in. So I'm Leia, and through this show, we wanted to invite a range of interesting individuals from the international community of students in Paris to come and share their stories, challenges, experiences, and adventures, and especially what they learned from them. So our show is called Third Culture Kids, as we are, and we'll be interviewing young adults who have numerous cultures, their nationality, place of birth, where they grew up, and anything more. So for example, my parents are French, but I grew up in Hong Kong my whole life, and I just moved back to Paris for the first time.
I really think that the purpose of our show is to learn more about this diverse community, which is students in Paris. We hope to find and help our listeners find a place in university life through gaining valuable lessons from each other's experiences. The topics that we're going to be covering are going to depend on our guests, but they're going to range anywhere from the challenges and stress that comes with not only college, but living abroad, homesickness, academic challenges, or just not knowing what to do with your life, like me.
And me.
culture shock, mental health, sexuality, relationships, family, friends, and many, many more, just to name a few.
But during this short first show, we want to take a bit of time to introduce ourselves so that you can get to know us. So I'm French, I'm 21 years old, at university, and I just moved to Paris for the first time. And even though I'm French, I grew up my entire life in Hong Kong because of my parents' jobs. So I've been studying at the undergraduate level in Scotland for 2 years, pursuing a degree in international relations, philosophy, and psychology. But I didn't like it too much, so I decided to transfer to Paris to have a change of lifestyle. And I love how diverse, fast-paced, and cultured Paris is, as well as the food. Like, oh my God, the parks, the cinemas, and everything more. Scotland was a beautiful place, but I guess just not for me.
Yeah, so I think we can agree, like, there's just something really special about Paris. And so for me, my mom was born here, but she grew up in the south of France. Mm-hmm. And my dad's from Egypt. They both spent a lot of time traveling when they were younger, and they met in L.A. Then they decided to move to Orange County and have me. So I've lived there my entire life, and I think it's a beautiful place. But honestly, like, I went to college in the States for a year and a half, and I just never felt like I belonged there. And I've always loved coming here growing up. And every time I left, I sort of felt like I was missing like a part of me, because I was kind of like sad when I would come home. I just think like there's something so exciting about Paris.
Why do you think you never really felt at home in the U.S.?
I just like, I don't know. I think it's just the way people interact is a lot different than mm-hmm. here. And I just think that unless you have a lot of money, there's a lot less things. Like here you can walk for an hour and like see much, you know what I mean? And like, especially because I grew up in a suburb, so you have to drive everywhere.
And like, even though Paris is an expensive city to live in, there's so much stuff you can do on a budget. It's wonderful for students.
Right. And then like, it kind of just makes you feel like alive. I feel like more than, I don't know, but
I find that so interesting that you always knew that you wanted to live in Paris, and like you're making that happen now.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
Despite all the challenges you've faced since you got here, you still know that this is the place you want to be.
It's part of it. Like, it's okay. Everyone's a mess sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Of course. And so what made you want to do this radio show?
First of all, I think I talk way too much. Uh-huh. Like, I grew up an only child, and I was always just like talking my parents' ears off. And I am an extrovert, so I get my energy from other people, which I've learned this past year that can also be a bad thing. But honestly, I'm like totally okay with it. And
why couldn't it be a bad thing?
I just think because you need to know how to have like alone time. And for a long time, I didn't, because I was always like, oh, I have to be making like the next plan or like doing the next thing after class, when like a lot of my friends would just be going home after school.
I'm the same as you. I'm a total extrovert. And like this year, I'm finally learning how to spend time on my own and do things that I'll actually enjoy.
I know. Like, I even get sad when I go to the grocery store by myself. Like, I don't know. I just feel awkward, but it's fine.
I'm forcing myself to go to the cinema like once a month by myself.
Gosh.
But it is so difficult.
Yeah. So also, I really love people, and I've always found it natural to connect and communicate with others. And I think that that's something that's really important to me, which is to get to know others and learn from them, because we really do need other people in our lives to help us grow. And I, like, someone told me this a long time ago, but it's the idea that the people that are in your life are there either to teach you something, or they're there to love you and encourage you. So mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the point we're trying to get across
here. Yeah, I completely agree with this what you were just saying about how people are in your life to teach you something. That's mm-hmm. really interesting. And yeah, same. I mean, I really love talking to people, finding out about their journeys, their challenges, how they overcame them. I find that even though we're such a diverse community, we all face pretty much the same difficulties and experiences. And so knowing that you're not alone and hearing about how other people overcome these can help inspire you or help you feel supported and even give you advice on like what you can do.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't think people realize how difficult college is until you get there. Like, honestly, if you haven't had watery coffee for a week straight in your dorm or your flat, like, I don't trust you.
All the time.
Pasta. And like, yeah, it's just like in high school, it's like built up for you to like go off. And like, once you're in your 4 year, like everything's okay. But really, it's just like really shitty at first. And
I think being in college in general is difficult for everyone.
Yeah,
but we're
totally
we're abroad, really far away from home. There's going to be things like culture shock, homesickness. I mean, all of these things are going to make our experience
even more
Mexican
difficult.
Yeah,
missing Mexican food, but it's okay. So we wanted to wrap up today's show with a standard set of questions that we're going to be asking our guests every week. And today we're going to be asking Leia and I these questions to each other.
Yeah.
If anyone's even listening, but that's okay. We just thought it'd be good. Can you go first?
Yeah.
I'm kinda nervous.
I think let's just answer them at the same time.
Okay.
So like, what's your biggest fear?
Definitely like being alone and like,
that's exactly what I was
not
being
loved. That's like the Enneagram too in me. Yeah. And extroverts. So
yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, being alone, being rejected.
Yes.
That's gotta be my biggest fear. I mean, that's being real, right?
Yeah.
And so what would your ideal day be like?
So it has to start with coffee. And like, if I don't have that, no one wants
to be around
I feel bad for the people that have to be around me. I know that like sounds stupid because some like everyone here has coffee at like 4 p.m. and then they wake up and I'm like, no, I need like the morning coffee and then I can have it later. But
totally.
It doesn't do anything just for the taste. So what about you?
Honestly, it would just be doing something really simple with the people I love. So
yeah.
I don't know, waking up, going for brunch.
We love brunch.
Yeah, going for brunch, walking around Paris, visiting stuff, and then baking cookies and watching a movie.
Yeah, and if there's a strike, it might take longer, but it's okay.
Yeah, but
we're here
for it. Part of the Parisian experience, so.
Okay, what are your favorite foods, salty and sweet?
So for sweet, I definitely know that it's chocolate chip cookies and blueberry muffins.
Like not a French cookie?
No,
because they're hard.
Not.
Sorry. Like, French people do so many things good, but cookies suck here.
No, I'm total American for the cookies and the muffins.
Okay, salty?
I actually don't know. Wait, what's your favorite sweet?
Nutella.
Oh.
10,000%. And like, honestly, I'm sad because one of my friends that I just made here is like, yeah, I don't really understand why you could have Nutella when you could have regular chocolate. And I'm like, wow,
what?
Like, I really thought we understood each other, but I guess not. So
whoa.
It's fine. Red flag.
Uh-huh. What about for salty foods?
Mozzarella sticks.
Oh,
I know,
yeah,
I sound like a 5-year-old, but they're so good. And yeah, I need to find good ones here.
I don't think I have a favorite salty food.
You like salmon, smoked salmon a lot.
But I wouldn't say it's my favorite. It's just convenient.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, and ooh, I like this one. So if a crystal ball could tell you anything about your future, what would you want to find out?
I feel like not anything too major because then I'm going to obsess about it until like that said thing, like when you're getting married or whatever. Like, I feel like I would just want to know like, am I going to end up doing something that I love? Or, like, am I going to, like...
Yeah, but what if the answer is no?
Then, like, what are we here for?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
I guess. I mean, this is super cheesy, but I would want to find out, like, if I end up meeting, like, my soulmate or something like
that. Paris.
In
a garden.
I mean, it's cheesy, but honestly, probably.
No, I love that.
Okay, two pet peeves.
People that are dishonest...
For me, it's people that are arrogant.
Oh,
can't stand
oh
it.
Yes. You know what? No, just dishonesty and arrogance. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not cute.
Yeah, and people who are insensitive.
Yes,
I struggle with that. Or people who don't ask you any questions in conversations.
Oh yeah,
like they're so difficult to talk with. In
oh
the first
my
place,
gosh, yes, I hate that. Or when you're getting food with someone and like they do all the talking, I'm like, well, this was a waste. Like, I could have done
totally.
This at home.
It's supposed to be a conversation.
Okay, what was your favorite vacation?
Again, I don't think I have one favorite one. I liked my graduation trip with my friends in Thailand, which was so much fun and very adventurous. But otherwise, I think just every year we go to the south of France with my family and I get to see everyone again. And so I would say that's my favorite vacation.
That's awesome. Let me see. Oh, the first time I went to Egypt when I was like 6, I rode a camel and it was like a really traumatizing experience.
Traumatizing? Why?
Yeah, because like there's no like saddle or anything. You just like,
yeah,
you literally just jump on
I've
it
never tried.
In the middle of the desert. And I don't know why.
Did you fall off?
I don't remember. No, I don't think so. But I just remember my parents were like terrified. But I remember like getting off the camel and I felt so accomplished.
Do you have like a really touristy photo of that?
Yeah, I do actually. It's and I remember because I'd missed school for like a week that year to go on the trip. And I felt super cool. And I came back and I showed all my friends the picture. And they're like, you're weird, but it's fine.
They're probably all jealous.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, what was your first job?
Ever since I was 5 years old, I would go to factories in China, which sounds really, like, sounds really sketch. I mean, ish, but so my dad makes watches, and so every time a factory would mess something up, I would just go in and fix it, basically, and I would just work, like, yeah, like a factory worker, and I would just spend hours and hours like, fixing the same thing. No, I didn't. I mean, no, I had a lunch break. I got paid a little.
That's actually really funny.
But I loved it.
How nice of your dad.
Right?
Yeah.
What about you?
When I was 15, I worked at a Mexican restaurant, and that whole summer I smelled like salsa just every day. It was gross. I hated it. I hope like they're not listening because I hated them. It's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a first
but
job.
Like. Yeah, I learned a lot, and I think like working in a restaurant, you just like I feel like it's everyone intense. Needs to do food service once in their life because honestly, like first of all, people are so rude. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's like if you don't have a good environment, it's like because then after that, I was in like a restaurant job where I like loved my coworkers and stuff. So I was like, oh, wow, this is how it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Because it's so stressful.
Yeah.
OK, what do you think is your best and worst trait? What do your friends think about your best or what do your friends think your best and worst trait is?
Well, my worst trait would be being hypersensitive. I get so, like, I overanalyze everything, everybody's facial expressions. If someone says something to me, I'll just be like, oh my God, do they like me? Do they not? Like, what? So that would definitely be my worst trait. And my friends would totally agree with that. My best trait, I think, is that I'm full of love and I have so much love to share.
Yeah.
Which is so corny, but again,
no,
true.
It's true. Like, yeah, you just kind of like radiate a good vibe. So.
Thank you.
I think, yeah, definitely I take everything personally, like literally everything. And it was actually really
so
bad in high school.
Yeah.
But I've actually, I feel like I've gotten better. Mm-hmm. But then if I'm like sad about something or if I'm in like a vulnerable state or something, I'll take things more personally. And I feel like the same way I did when I was a teenager, if that makes any sense. But I feel like everyone does that. So
yeah,
I just need to like build a bridge and get over it.
It's
the
kind of thing
fine.
That takes time.
No, yeah.
Learn how to cope with.
Totally. I think my best, I don't know. I feel weird answering this question, but I.
You got
to
do
it. I don't like it. Like, I always try to include people. And, like, when I was younger, like, my mom was always the mom that would drive everyone before we had our license. And I'd always want to invite people and include them. Because
very
it's like,
social.
Yeah.
Very,
that's like.
Very caring.
Yeah. Like, I hate when people would be, like, left out in, like, elementary school. And I'm like, no, like, let's go. We're hanging out. So.
Oh, that's so nice. And you think your friends would agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And so how do you deal with negativity?
Not well.
What would you do, though?
Honestly, I just remember, like, whoever hurt my feelings or something like that, like, it's
their issues.
With something that's harder.
Uh-huh.
And but that's, like, a really hard pill to swallow. So I think you kind of learn that a lot as you grow. So
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, if someone's going to say something mean to me, I know it's their issue, not mine. But if I really, really feel like I'm soaked up in all this negativity, I'm just going to talk about it to anyone who will listen to me.
That's so true.
And it helps so much.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Okay, so we have to wrap this up. So we want to encourage anyone who has any interesting stories they would like to share with us to email us at thirdculturekids@gmail.com. Our interviews will be conducted like natural conversations, so no pressure whatsoever. Again, contact us if you feel like you've struggled or learned anything from, you know, homesickness, academics, mental health, sexuality, relationships, family, friends, and anything else. We're open to welcome anyone on the show, and you can choose to remain anonymous. So again, no pressure.
No matter how big or small you think that your struggles are, you're definitely not the only one to have gone through it. As young adults, we feel better when we hear someone has gone through the same thing as us. It shows us our differences as well as how we are similar. We would be more than happy to hear all about it. As this is a safe space, we encourage you to please reach out.
And so thank you so much for listening to Third Culture Kids, and we hope to see you next time for our first official episode with a guest.